Hi, I'm Roy Michael Page. Let's embark on another journey on Christus Vincit Podcasting. Podcast episode number 18, Octodecim. Ave omnes, ego sum Brianus Michaelus Pagina. Hello all, this is Brian Michael Page. And welcome to our show. Today is February 26, 2006, the 8th Sunday of Ordinary Time. And guess what? This is the last Sunday of Ordinary Time we're going to have until June. Can you believe that one? Yes, this Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, March 1st. Let's go through the music that we did today. Today is the last Sunday of the month, so most of the settings of the Mass Ordinary are going to be chant. And we even included chant for the Psalm, Psalm 103, The Lord is Kind and Merciful. We are singing that to Psalm Tone 8G. The Alleluia is the familiar mode 6 chant setting, and the verse is sung to Psalm Tone 6F. And guess what? This is the last time we can do an Alleluia until Easter Vigil. The Sanctus and Agnus Dei were both sung in Latin, both from Mass 18. The Anamnesis is the chant Mortem Tuum Annuntiamus Domine. The Amen is the single Amen with that slurred last syllable. Amen! Lord's Prayer is the chant setting in English. Other music including the introit hymn, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. Martin Luther's famed text set to the tune Ein Feste Berg using the traditional Frederick Henry Hedge translation. This was actually inspired by the Psalm 18-based introit for the day in the Gregorian Missal. Actually, if you're going by Latin Vulgate numbering, that would be Psalm 17. The Gloria was from Mass of the Bells, and guess what? Again, this is the last Gloria we'll be doing until Holy Thursday. The Offertory, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. The tune, Lauda Anima, beautiful Psalm 103-based text written by Francis Lyle. The tune was written by John Goss. And the Communion, this is bringing back some memories, and most of my choir remember this when I first introduced it to them. Lucian Dice's classic, Grant to Us, O Lord. How many actually remember that gem from the 70s? I liked a lot of the Dice stuff and a lot of off-rhythm, and it often resulted in a chant-like sound, but still very singable. And the closing hymn, Let All Things Now Living. Text on that one was written by Catherine K. Davis. Yes, this is the same Catherine K. Davis that gave us The Little Drummer Boy. And the tune is Ash Grove, a Welsh hymn tune. Don't go away. We'll be back with our feature, the Christus Vincit Whitelist Part 2. We're going to have some music for you, and we're going to have a brand new Top 10 list. Stay tuned.
Do you feel tired the moment you wake up? When every day is like the one before, with the same traffic jams, the same tedious work, no inspiration, no energy. Then why not start your day with a daily breakfast with Father Roderick? Music, news, inspiration, and lots of talk about movies, TV, books, and about the world of today from the perspective of a Catholic priest. So head over to dailybreakfast.com and subscribe. There is just no better way to start your day.
Now, that's what I call a promo. Makes me want to get up and have those gravy and biscuits. But anyways, check out Father Roderick's podcast there, Daily Breakfast, at www.sqpn.com. And he has another excellent podcast as well called The Catholic Insider. And now we have some tunage for you. From the same guy who brought us joy last week, here is Charlie Crow. that guy can rock, Charlie Crow. And this tune is called Crow Jam. And this is brought to you by the PodSafe Music Network, found at music.podshow.com. Charlie Crow. I think I had mentioned way back that for quite a while he was the lead guitarist for Brooks and Dunn. And now, remember when I mentioned last week my wife likes to bop away to Joy? Well, put two and two together, because she's a country buff, and put that together with the fact that he was with Brooks and Dunn, and that kind of explains things, right, honey? She's shaking her head as we speak. Now on today's show, we're going to take up where we left off last Sunday. We were working on our Christos Vincit white list, and we covered a certain section of the Breaking Bread 2006 disposable hymnal. And we're going to go a little bit further on this Breaking Bread. Actually, let's describe again what our whitelist is, for those who missed the last episode. What we're doing is, instead of blacklisting all the bad music, we're actually going to whitelist all the good stuff. Last week, we left off at number 109, finished off with the Christmas season, Epiphany, and all that. Now today, we're going to start with Lent and work our way up from there, up through Ascension. So, we're going to start with hymns number 113 through 119. Those are all keepers, obviously. We have the first one's a gimme, Attende Domine, mode 5 Gregorian chant, in Latin and in English. Of course, Latin is the sure bet. Number 114, a classic, Lord Who Throughout These 40 Days. Number 115, another classic, 40 Days and 40 Nights. 116 is a fairly new text, actually 1996, but it's only been in the books for a couple of years. This one's called Led by the Spirit of Our God, text by Bob Hurd, definitely one of his better texts. And this one here, instead of being set to a tune of his own, he set it to the English tune Kingsfold. Very clever. One of Mr. Hurd's far better works. Number 117 is a Lenten Gospel Acclamation. There's actually two options on it. The first one is the approved Gospel Acclamation for Lent. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of Endless Glory. And this is a collaboration, Michael Prendergast and Joseph Sullivan. 118 is a text that was translated by Peter Scagnelli. Again, we keep this solemn fast. And this is set to the classic tune, Erhalt uns Herr, which is also associated with the glory of these 40 days. Hello. And we'll be going through that one shortly. 119, Remember Your Love. This is a common psalm for Lent set by the late Robert Krutz. And this was in an OCP collection that he had out back in the 80s, simply called Psalms. And it's an excellent collection. This is definitely one of the better products. We skip over now to 122, O Christ, Bright Son of Justice. Very good tune, Bourbon. And the text is written, I had mentioned last week, a very welcome addition to OCP, Harry Hagen, who was a Benedictine. 125, you have the Bless the Lord My Soul, Psalm 103, set by Randall DeBrien. Good little melody there. A little bit tricky on the verses, but the refrain is very singable for congregations. 126 is the Erhalt uns Herr, the other hymn I mentioned, The Glory of These 40 Days. Very good Lenten classic, especially for that second Sunday of Lent, which calls of the Transfiguration. 127, This Season Calls Us to Return. And this is another Harry Hagen text. It's three short verses and set to the Mode 4 chant, Conditor Alme Siderum, which we often know for Advent. 130, of course, is the Stabat Mater, and for the first time, the Latin is included, along with the familiar English, At the Cross Her Station Keeping. These English verses are the verses that I knew back when we used to do stations at Holy Name, back in my days over there. 131 is actually for the Annunciation. The angel Gabriel from heaven came. The Annunciation, of course, falls on March 25th. And that is a traditional Basque carol. Number 132, set to the tune Heinlein, the same tune as one I had mentioned earlier, which was 40 Days and 40 Nights. First verse starts somewhat on Psalm 130. 133, Parce Domine, always an excellent text and best used on Ash Wednesday during the distribution of ashes. 134, 'Tis good, Lord, to be here, again, excellent for the second Sunday of Lent, the Transfiguration readings. My only beef with that is, I think it's written in a little bit of a low key. I would have brought it to the key of D, but otherwise, excellent tune. 137 and 138 are St. Joseph related. St. Joseph normally would fall on March 19th, although March 19th is a Sunday this year, so the third Sunday of Lent would supersede it. St. Joseph feast is moved. I think it's moved to just after Easter. I'm not sure. But we have two texts here. A Just Man Honored from Above, which uses the early American tune Prospect. And then Holy Patron Thee Saluting, which is the tune Pleading Savior. The same tune often associated with Sing of Mary, Pure and Lowly. We go on to 142, the classic All Glory, Lord and Honor. What good is Palm Sunday without it? Seriously. 149, Soul of My Savior, a classic, as the Anima Christi. Number 150, a new addition to OCP's books. This one is called The Seven Last Words from the Cross. It has the antiphon here, O vos omnes, qui transitis per viam, attendite et videte, si es dolor, sicut dolor meus. Those who pass this way, look and see, is there any sorrow like the one that afflicts me? And this is it's actually a nice little tune here, set to music by Ann Quigley from the St. Thomas More Group. 152, O Sacred Head Surrounded. There's two sets of verses here. Obviously, I recommend the first set. Moving on, 153, Were You There? 154, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. The tune set here is Hamburg, which is a good tune. It's actually a very simple tune. I used it with the kids' choir last year. Although I also recommend the tune Rockingham. 155, Sing My Tongue the Savior's Glory, set to the Pange Lingua Mode 3 tune. This is the Good Friday text, Sing My Tongue the Savior's Glory, Tell His Triumph Far and Wide. Now, if you go into the Mass section of this Breaking Bread book, you will also see over here on, starting with page 111, number 21, the Pange Lingua for Holy Thursday in Latin, followed by the same tune using the English text on the next page, number 22, and then set to the familiar St. Thomas as well. Pange lingua gloriosi corporis mysterium. That tune there. And then we also have here, When Jesus Wept the Falling Tear. And this is a nice little round, very short round, written by William Billings back in the 1700s. Moving on here, we have a text that's a little bit more contemporary. It's actually based on the Exultet, number 163, Christ Be Our Light, and then in parentheses it says Easter Vigil Text. There's a more general text later on in the music issue portion of this. It's actually not a bad little tune. I wouldn't exactly substitute the Exultet for it, but it's a nice little piece for the vigil somewhere in there. Now moving on into Easter Sunday, Jesus Christ Is Risen Today, of course a classic. 166, Now the Green Blade Rises, Noël Nouvelette, which is the same tune that's used with Sing We Now of Christmas. Number 167, Alleluia, Alleluia, Hearts and Voices, Heaven Would Raise. That's the tune, Hymn of Joy. Number 168, Christ the Lord Is Risen Today. Not the one with the Alleluias, but this is the one that's actually paraphrased from the Easter sequence. The tune name ascribed on here is Victor May Pascali. There's also a German tune name in the We Celebrate book, Heil uns Heil Alleluia. And this actually comes from the Katholisches Gesangbuch of 1859. 169, the familiar chant, Regina Caeli. Gotta have that one. Gotta have it. 171, another familiar chant, O Sons and Daughters, especially for that second Sunday of Easter. Again, that's a must. Verse 4 down tells the gospel story of the Doubting Thomas. 173 is another classic, Alleluia, Alleluia, Let the Holy Anthem Rise. The tune, of course, Holy Anthem. 174, At the Lamb's High Feast We Sing, except for the fact that it's missing a verse, otherwise an excellent choice. 175, Christ the Lord is Risen Today, a hymn by the same title, except this one is the one with the Alleluias. It's set to the tune Lallenfair. Definitely a keeper. 177, 3 Days by M.D. Ridge, and set to the tune Thaxted by Gustav Holst. Thaxted, of course, was Jupiter in a work by Holst called The Planets. 178, Come Ye Faithful, Raise the Strain, using the tune Gaudeamus Pariter. I don't think I've seen this one in the OCP books before. If it is a first, I'm glad it's in there. 180, Christ the Lord is Risen Again. Christ the Lord is Risen Again, da 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 da. Surgit in haec dies is the tune used for this one. Then we have 181 right next to it. Again, this is another contemporary setting. This one is written by Bob Hurd. Sounds almost like a hymn tune. Sounds almost like an Irish hymn tune, really. It's called Two Were Bound for Emmaus. It's actually good for that third Sunday of Easter when they talk about the road to Emmaus. 183, The Sun Arose in Clouds of Fire. This is that tune, Rockingham. It's the one I had recommended for When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. 185, Be Joyful, Mary, Heavenly Queen. This is another Regina Caeli setting, really. 186, For Ascension, Hail the Day That Sees Him Rise. It's the same tune as Christ the Lord Has Risen Today with the Alleluias. And that pretty much finishes off up through Ascension. And what we're going to do on the next episode is we're going to continue on with Pentecost. And by the way, two particular hymns that were deleted in this year's issue, I wish they'd bring back both for Easter season. One was Christ Jesus Lay in Death's Strong Bands. That's the famous Christ lag in Todesbaden. And the other one is This Joyful Eastertide, set to the tune Verruchten. Please bring those back next year. I now have in my right hand today's Christus Vinci Top 10 list. Top 10. Today's Christus Vinci Top 10 is brought to you by Wiki Catechism. Yes, theology your way. Find out for yourself at the Kurt Jester. www.splendoroftruth.com/Kurt Jester. By the way, that is multi-award-winning blog, The Kurt Jester. Jeff Miller, who has run this blog since July of 2002. He has won 4 Catholic Blog Awards for 2006, the most humorous blog, the most creative blog, the most bizarre blog, and the most bizarre blog post. Find out for yourself why Jeff has earned such awards. He is really funny. Again, www.splendoroftruth.com/Kurt Jester. Over the last few days, I've posted on the Christus Vincit blog what is called Assignment Christus Vincit, and I decided to base this top 10 on choices by our readers. So, I have the top 10 least popular organ stops. These stops can be really bad, and these stops can also be really funny. And that was the options I gave these people. So, what I did is I took the top 10 decided by your votes. So, from the home office in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, here is the top 10 least popular organ stops. Here we go. Number 10, the Quintadina, also known as the Quintaton, meaning the stop weighs 5 tons. Number 9, the Coronet, not to be confused with Coronet toilet paper or the Dodge Coronet 440. Vox Humane, number 8, Vox Humane, a.k.a. the Vox Humana or the human voice, which is okay until that human voice sounds like the fat lady. After all, it ain't over till the fat lady sings. Number 7, the Tremolo, not to be confused with Tremble or Tremor. Do not use the Tremolo if you are in California. Number 6, the Con Trumpet. And this stop exclusive not only to Cons, but early Allen and Hammond instruments as well. It's loud, it's raunchy. Is it even a trumpet? Number 5, the Copula. This is a stop that's so loud that someone calls the cops every time you pull it. Number 4, the Cromorne. Truthfully, there is nothing that a good oboe or a cornopian couldn't replace. Besides, the German version of this is the Krummhorn, not to be confused with a kind of crummy-sounding horn. And number 3, the Schnarkdoppel Poisson, a 32-foot pedal stop that sends left-wing cafeteria Catholics packing. Number 2, Banjo, a Lowry organ stop installed in a church that I once grew up as a teenager. Can you believe that one? A Lowry, a banjo stop. And the number 1 least popular organ stop. Anything activated by a drawbar with the numbers 1 through 8 on it. Special thanks to our contributors on that one. Those be our blogging partners, Nick and Jason. And then we also have a fellow blogger, Charles, who runs a blog called The Land of Hope and Glory. And his blog site is charleseverson.blogspot.com. And another fellow blogger, Matthew, who runs a blog called The Dusty Choir Loft, and that one is mmeloche.blogspot.com, mmeloche.blogspot.com. And other contributions, a couple of friends from the RPI Net board, Lynn and Chris. Thank you very much, all you who contributed.
Hi, this is Father Jay Finelli from iPadre Catholic Podcast. iPadre. Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. Drop by our site at iPadre.net. That's iPadre.net. God love you.
iPadre. Christus Vincit is a member of the Christus Vincit Network, Ratzinger's Wattweilers, and
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal: to live the new evangelization, bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the Weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willits.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Ngo from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Alores, and welcome to Going Four. This is your host, George Lee.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
I'm Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message.
Christus Vincit is a podcast. Catholic song and liturgy is the things we like to speak of, and some good clean fun happily. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Do you know the reason, y'all? For young Christus Vincit and therefore Christ always conquers all.
Gotta love that Christus Vincit leprechaun. Loves to play around with my machines. But he got the message right. Go down to Podcast Alley and vote for Christus Vincit. Help us spread the word around.
Amen.
Okay. All right, thank you very much for joining us today.
Don't forget to tune in again next week. We bring in Christus Vincit Whitelist Part 3. And also, don't forget to vote for us at Podcast Alley. That is podcastalley.com. Or go to the podcast site itself, podcast.christusvincit.net. And you'll see the Podcast Alley icon right in the sidebar. And you can vote for us that way. We'll see you next week on another Christus Vincit episode. I'm Brian Michael Page. Christus imperat.